The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth-generation seer with over 50 years' experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana, along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Adret, Azilet, Usia, Blusia, Metcatalin, Bahes Cabel, Eshtami Chukada Mizmea, Lotikbi. God bless all my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only real, genuine Hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Léon Devereaux, officially known to many as Papa Say, your Hoodoo Daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you, and you, and even you, and it makes no difference what you think of me. But it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me. For I know and I want you to know that the real Hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you. God keep you. May He lift up His eyes upon you and give you peace. May He bless your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Well, how are you doing today? Well, how are you doing? Ooh, this something, you people are turning to something else. The whole board is lit up. Yes, it is. The whole board is lit up today, just like yesterday. Just like yesterday. Well, today we have Hoodoo money readings. We have Hoodoo money readings. Now, this is a reading about money and its flow towards you. A reading about money and its flow towards you. Now, I give out usually, well, four numbers. You know, at the conclusion of your reading. But today, I got something else. Yeah, I got something better than that. Well, I'll tell you what. Just hold on. We have a commercial, and I'll be right back.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around Hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say.
Well, we're here today, and we are here to talk to you about, well, your money problems. Yeah, and, you know, if you get any money and how. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I tell you, there is enough money out here. There is enough money out here for everybody to get some. Everybody. You know, not just you, but you and you and you. You know, there is enough money. There ain't no a loss of it. Ain't no money has gone away. Oh, no. It might have gone away from you because of your impertinence, but there is enough money out here. There sure is. Now, well, I just want to tell you something. Today, we have a guest with us. We have a guest reader with us. We have Madam Shalice. We have Madam Shalice. And she is, well, she's a good reader, and she can see, well, and this Madam Shalice, she'll tell you something. I don't know what, but she'll tell you something. She knows all kind of stuff. Well, how are you, Shalice?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Okay, I'm fine. Are you ready? All right.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to be here for about 30 minutes.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to start off with the first one, the 917. 917. This is Papa Sam, Madam Shalice. How are you?
Fine. Hi, Papa. How are you?
I'm fine.
And Madam Shalice, thank you.
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I just want a money reading, thank you.
Okay. The first card is the Jack of Spades. The second card is the Four of Diamonds. The third card is the Eight of Diamonds. And the fourth card is the Seven of Spades. Now, well, I'll start off. The Jack of Diamonds is the shepherd. And he's looking out for you. He's real good. You know, that shepherd is looking for you to go where you have to go, to go where money is at. And with the shepherd, the Four of Spades, the Diamonds is the dog. Now, that symbolizes you have good friends, which are looking out for you. You have friends which are trying, trying it their best to help you out with this. Now, the Eight of Diamonds is the broken glass, which is, well, if it was broken in big pieces, well, then you'd have some bad stuff coming. But this is broken up in small pieces. So even the bad is crushed and gone. And above that, you have the Seven of Spades, which is the clouds. You know, you have good clouds, you have bad clouds. You have light clouds, you have dark clouds. Well, to tell you the truth, none of those clouds are on you. They aren't on you. So as far as I can see, your money is safe. Your money is secure. You will have your money, you know, this time, like you always do. Like you always do. It will be just right where you wish it to be. Okay? Now, Madam Schlesi, is there anything you have to say?
No. I think you summed it all up for. I agree with everything you said. I don't have anything extra to add.
Okay. Now, for your blessing, use these numbers. 7, 9, 8, and 7. 7, 9, 8, and 7. And go right ahead and use it. You can use it. You know, the Lord will bless you with them. All right.
Thank you, Papa. Yes. Thank you, Papa and Madam. Thank y'all so much.
Okay. Bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well. Well, here's another one. 573. We have hello. Hello.
Hey, Papa. Yeah, Papa.
Yeah, hi.
I'm good, sir. How are you and Madam Shalise?
I'm doing fine. She's doing fine, too.
Good. Hello. I'd like to get a money reading, please.
Okay. The first card is the Seven of Hearts. The second card is Ten of Spades. The third card is the Queen of Diamonds. And the fourth card is the Five of Clubs. Now, wait a minute. There's some, you know, I want to tell you something. I want to tell everybody something. I asked you last week to do this. I'm asking you this week to do it. That is, mark down what cards I give you. Mark down the cards I give you. And, you know, what for. So, at the end of the week, you can look open and you'll see something, but mark those cards down, okay? Now,
yes, sir.
For you, the Seven of Hearts is the Stork. It's just a change of residence, which you know about. You are going to have a change of residence. You are going to, you know, and it's been coming up so many times now. Because so many times now that you have to have one. You have to have one. Now, the Ten of Spades is the rod, the switches, and they predict family quarrels. And that's been coming up for you. Now, that has been coming up with you. Now, the only reason why they come up is because they're arguing over money. They're arguing over money. Now, the Ten of Diamonds is the children. It's the children. And it signifies a friendly disposition. Your friendly disposition ensures that you will have money. Your friendly disposition ensures that you will have money every which way you go. Now, on top of that, the Five of Clubs is the four-leaf clover. the fallen clove, which is the bearer of good tidings. You have good news coming, and it's all around you. It's all around you. Now, well, wait a minute. I better see if Madam Shalice has something to say.
Yes, I do. I'm sensing that you are a little worried about your money.
I am.
But everything is going to turn out just fine. You don't have anything to worry about.
Good, good.
All right.
Thank
well, Foy, well, I advise you to use these numbers. 3, 3, 3, and 6. 3, 3, 3, and 6. And may the Lord bless you real good. God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. God bless you, and thank you all. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, boy. Well, I'm telling you something. At least these people are getting blessed by Almighty God. They are. All right, here's one note, one more. 470, this is Papa Say. Hello. Papa Say, Madam
Papa
Shalice, both. Yes.
Hi, Papa Say, hi, Madam Shalice. Money reading, please.
Okay.
Money reading, okay. You got it. The first card is, wait a minute, the first card is the Six of Spades. The second card is the Eight of Hearts. The third card is the Nine of Diamonds. And the fourth card is, the Ten of Clubs. Well. With the Six of Spades in the first position, they are the mice, the mouse. And it steals certain things, a small amount, just here and there. You know, there's something that you have. You haven't checked it. But most of it is, a bit of it is gone. The person who is taking it is the person that's the mouse. The person that's taking it. Now, you have opposite that. And as far as the Eight of Hearts is concerned, the cats. Now, the cats eat what? The mice. So those mice don't mean anything. The cat really has flatter. He tells you all the good things you did and stuff like that. But these cats will eat the mice. They will eat it. So the little bit that you are losing, you won't lose again. You will not lose it. Now, the Nine of Diamonds is the heart. And this signifies a joy, and it signifies happiness, all of that. Well, I tell you what, this money is something that is, how can I say, it is coming out of your heart. Your heart receives this money, but your heart gives it back, too. All right? And the Ten of Clubs at the top are the towers. The towers are protection. So you know what's going to be protected. Your money.
Amen.
Nothing will steal it. And nothing will take away your joy with it. Okay? Now here's Madam Felice.
Well, I'm sensing that you have some people around you that are trying to get you to spend more money than you want to spend. So I recommend that you, for just a little while, just casually stay away from them for a little bit.
Okay.
Because I think they are trying to get you to spend more money than you feel comfortable with and more money than you want to spend. So just kind of stay away from him just for a little while.
Okay.
All right. Now, you use these numbers.
Yes.
Use these numbers. 2, 9.
Yes.
3.
Yes.
And 8.
Yes. Cash flow.
2, 9, 3, and 8. Now you be
thank
blessed.
Thank you.
And I thank God for you. Okay. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, hon.
Well, sir. Well, it's going good. Going good. Going real good. Well, I tell you what. Well, let's play a commercial. And then we'll come back. Okay? Okay.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN. Extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Okay, you got Papa Say and Madam Shalise here with Hoodoo Money. Hoodoo Money Readings. And they are going fine. Well, let's see what this one wants. 313, this is Papa Say. Hello. 313, this is Papa Say and Madam Shalise. Hello.
Hello. Well, can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
We can.
Okay. I wanted a money reading, and then Tony wants one. Hello, Madam Shalise. How are you feeling?
Hi. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm well.
Okay. The first card is the Five of Spades, and the second card is the Ten of Hearts. The third card is the Jack of Hearts. And the fourth card is the Eight of Spades. Well, well, that Five of Spades is a coffin. That, excuse me, is the coffin, which is, means that something is dead and ought to be buried. Something is dead and ought to be buried. Now, the Ten of Hearts, the Ten of Hearts is a bouquet. And it's a bouquet of flowers, and it shows, you know, an indication of long life and a happy life. Now, the Jack of Spades is the book, the Jack of Hearts is the book with tales of a mystery affecting you for the better. And the Eight of Spades is the mountain. It's an obstacle which you have overcome. Now, with that, the coffin itself, there is something which you have to get rid of. There is something. In fact, this can be something. This can be something financial. You have to get rid of it. You have to throw it away. You have to bury it because it's over. It's over now. And with the bouquet of flowers, the Ten of Hearts, well, you have a long and happy life. It will be there. It'll be there no matter what. And why? Because of the book, the mystery that's affecting you. This mystery is so pervasive that this thing can bring you what? More money. More money. Now, the mountain, the eight of spades, the mountain, is just something in your way. It is something over which you have climbed, over which you will make it. And that is what you will see is the accomplishment of all of your tasks. So, you know, all of these have a good meaning, and it's really good. But though that mountain means that you will be someone. You'll be someone who's definitely a crowd stopper. You will stop it with this, you know, most definitely. All right, Shalisa, anything you have to say?
Yes, I sense that for right now you feel like you're losing control of a lot of things going on around you. You just feel like you can't quite get a grasp on everything that's going on around you. You just feel out of control. And I suggest that you get some sage and you smoke yourself with the sage, and that'll help you out a lot, okay?
Okay, thank you. That is on point. Yeah.
Okay. Now,
okay.
Use these numbers. 6, 7, 4, and 5. 6, 7, 4, and 5. And God bless you real good, okay?
Yeah. God bless you. Here's Antonio.
Hey, Papa Say.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right.
All right. The first card is the Ace of Spades. The second card is the Three of Clubs. The third card is the Nine of Spades. And the fourth card is the Ace of Clubs. Well. Well, the Ace of Spades are two swords which are protecting you. They are over you, and then they're protecting you. Now, those two protect you from any type of attack on your money. Any type of attack on your money, you are protected from it. You are safe from it. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it because those two things, are really, really, really fortunate for you. Okay? Now, the Three of Clubs is the tree. It's the tree of good health. But that tree also is growing up, and this, you know, that's right. It's a money tree. It's a money tree that's growing. And that tree will it'll stay with you, but that tree is something which every individual wants, okay? Now, the Nine of Spades is the roses. The roses. Now, the roses are very beautiful, but all of them have thorns. Now, that means you will have the beauty of money, but the thorns you will have too. You have to keep certain individuals away from your money. You have to keep certain people, you know, not knowing how much you have or when you'll have it. You know, now, the Ace of Clubs, I'm sorry, the Ace of Clubs is the crossroads. The crossroads. And they depict a decision for you to make. Either to go toward the sunrise or, you know, stay there with the faith. But with you, you'll make it. You'll make a good choice. You'll be a person that will honestly affect your money a certain way. Now, Madam Shalice, do you have anything to say?
Yes, I do. Everything that is on your mind, that is bothering you, irritating you, is going to be over with in 10 to 15 days.
Okay.
All right. All right. Now use these numbers. 1, 5, 5, and 4. 1, 5, 5, and 4. And God bless you real good.
God bless you, Papa Say and Madam Shalice.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye.
Well, sir, certain people are, it's going good. It is going good. Now, here's another one, 917. This is Papa Sam. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for having your show. Yeah, I wanted to have a reading. Does it have to be about money? Could it be about a relationship?
No, this is about money, just today.
Okay, I'll take a money relationship.
Okay.
Money reading.
Okay. The first card is the Ace of Diamonds. The second card is the Five of Diamonds. The third card is the Three of Hearts. And the fourth card is, let me get it, the Six, no, the Queen of Hearts. Well, the Ace of Diamonds, the Ace of Diamonds means a bird. It means birds. Now, the birds really gossip and stuff, but there's one thing about this for these. These will tell what is good and what is happening and what's right. You know, now, you have the Five of Diamonds, which is the anchor, which is success, or and it's something that that holds the boat down. You will not sway away. Your money will not go away. It will always be there. It'll just be there. Now, the Three of Hearts is the Sun, and it signifies happiness and popularity. You will be happy once you gain money. Now, the Queen of Hearts is the ring. And this ring means, I'll tell you, it means you're going to be married. It means you are going to be married. You are going to be married. It means you're going to be married. You can laugh all you want, but you'll be married. And by it, it'll be a rich and a happy marriage. It won't be a sad marriage. It'll be a rich and a happy one. You know, it will be a marriage that you are looking for. And one thing that'll be in a marriage is money. There'll be money in it. There'll be a lot of money in it. Okay? All right, Madam Shalice, is there anything you have to say?
Well, no, I don't.
Oh,
well, thank
boy.
You both. I guess my 200 Bible scriptures paid off today. Thank you.
Okay, here's the numbers. Here the numbers for you. 9, 1, 1, and 5. 9, 1, 1, and 5. All right. God bless you.
Yes.
God keep you.
Thank you. How do we reach Madam Shalice? How do we reach her for reading?
Well, you can. Papa Faye will send you my email address. Okay. Make sure he has yours. Okay.
Okay. Are you on Facebook? Do we send it on the messenger on Facebook?
I'm not on Facebook, but I do have something I want to talk to you about. So, but
okay.
I didn't want to say it over
oh,
the
you can
air.
Say it. I don't care. It's okay.
Well, I sense that the person that you are involved with right now, not perhaps the person that Papa Say is talking about, but the person right now, you like them more than they like you. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm thinking that Papa Say is probably talking about somebody else coming in.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Do you pick up anything else around them? That's it?
They're just not, they just don't seem to be as interested as you are. At least not right now from what I could see.
Okay.
But that's all I'm picking up.
Okay.
Okay. Well, all right then. Well, okay, well, we'll see you then, and God be with you.
Hello?
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Yeah? Yes? Well, I don't know. Where'd he go? Okay, we got one more. Area code 704. This is Papa Say. Hello?
Hi, Papa.
Hello.
All right.
Hello.
How are you? All right. How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm fine, too. I was wanting to get a money reading.
Okay. That is the Four of Hearts, and the second card is the Deuce of the Deuce of Diamonds. The second card, the third card, rather, is the Ace of Hearts. And the last card is, the Ten of Diamonds. Well, the Four Clubs, the Four of Hearts, I'm sorry, the Four of Hearts is the fish. The fish. And it symbolizes you getting money through something you have. You have something, and it's worth a lot of money. It's worth a lot of money, but you got to find it. Now, the Deuce of Diamonds is you. You're the Deuce of Diamonds. You're the woman. Now, the woman, she isn't looking at this, at the fish. No, now this just means that you have not really understood it. You haven't really thought about it. But if you think about it, if you think about this money, it will come alive to you. It will come alive. Now, the Ace of Hearts is the fox. Now, the fox is a very shrewd animal. He's very shrewd. But the thing about the fox, which you got to remember, is the fox will get his food. He will find his food. No matter where it's at, he will get it. Okay? And above him, the Ten of Hearts, is the sickle. Now, the sickle is a reaping instrument. Now, most people look at it and say, well, that means death. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. It just means that you will get what is coming to you. You'll have it. You'll have it. This sickle is on you. This sickle will add all that you need. All that you need. This sickle is yours. You will have it. It will provide. We will provide a whole lot of stuff. So I would say that the fish is provision, that the fox will definitely get his stuff, and the sickle is provision. Above that, I would say you will definitely have what is yours. You will definitely have yours. Now, is there any more? Is there anything you have to say, Madam Celise?
Well, I just want to know how my love life going.
I was going to add to what Papa Say was saying is that your money might not be where you're used to it being right now, but give it a couple of months and it'll be right back where you are used to having it.
All right, then. All right, okay. Then. Now use these numbers. 8, 9, 2, and 8. 8, 9, 2, and 8. And God bless you real good, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye. Well. Well, the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Now, here's one more. 832, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Yes, thank you guys for taking my call. I'd like to get a money read.
Okay. The first card is the Extra Joker. The second card is the King of Hearts. No, the King of Diamonds. I almost blew my eyes. The King of Diamonds. And the third card is, I have to tell you, the Queen of Clubs. And the fourth card is the Joker, the Big Joker. Now you have the Big Joker, you have the second biggest Joker. And what that means is that you will make some money. You are going to be a certain person who is rich. You will make some money. You will have, first of all, the King of Diamonds, which is the letter, a letter of good times, you know, and a letter that, you know, touches or indicates unexpected good fortune. See, so somebody is sending you some money. Somebody is sending you some money. And then, you know, you have the Queen of Clubs, which is wine, which is a symbol of cheerfulness and gaiety. You will be cheerful when you do receive this money. Now, that big joker means that all your money, every single solitary thing will be realized. You'll know. And all of your wishes, all of your needs will be taken care of. Now, I cannot say anything better. Now, this is a good reading here. This is a good one. You will have every type of money that you can think of. Now, Madam Shalise, is there anything you have to say?
I agree with everything you just said. He is going to be doing very, very well. Very well. Financially.
Oh, my. Well, you see that. You see it. Now, I want you to take and use these numbers. 8, 6, 4, and 9. 8, 6, 4, and 9. Now you heard for using. God bless you.
All right.
Okay.
God bless. Yes. God
okay,
bless both of you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Well. I'm telling you, some of these things are good. It's real good. Well, we got one more caller. Yes, one more. Hello, this is Papa Say and Madam Shalise. Hello?
Hi, this is Tonette. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
Okay. You want a money reading?
Yes, but I was also looking for love and relationship. I didn't know if there was some changes coming in my household.
Well, let me give you the money relationship, the money first. Okay, the first card is the six. The first card is the six of hearts, and the second card is the king of spades. The third card is the jack of diamonds. And the fourth card is the seven of clubs. Now, that six of hearts is the house, and it means success in all things. It means success in all things. Your whole present situation, you know, it means, well, I want to ask you something. Because right across from it, the king of spades is the bride. Now, are you married?
No, I'm not. I was never married.
You weren't?
No.
But don't you want to be? Don't you want to be married?
Yes, I
because,
do.
Because, well, this time it's there. It's showing. It's showing with the house. And with the bride, you are going to be married. But now, something about this marriage with this guy, something about it. The Jack of Spades is the rider, and he brings a sign of good news. Now, you know, not only will you be married, but you'll have enough money. You'll have enough money. Not only will you be married, you'll have enough money. I see you as being a person who has struggled too long.
Right.
Too long. But this time, it will go away. You won't have to struggle. You won't have to be enduring. You won't have to. You don't have to. You will be blessed. You will have a person who will take care of you. All right. Now, above it is the seven of clubs. Which is the lilies. The lilies, which will cast a happy life. Now, with you have been a happy life, well, if you're a bride or you're married, who can't? You can't be nothing but happy, especially if somebody that's got some money. You will be the first. I see you. Oh, boy. I see. Well, I better shut up. But I see you taking a vacation with him. I see you going somewhere south, somewhere to Mexico, or somewhere like that, to Acapulco, or somewhere that where there's water, there's blue water, and a lot of it. So you might be going to the Bahamas.
Wow.
I see that, you know, but you are definitely going to be married. You are definitely going to be married. You're going to, if somebody.
Do you know when I'm getting married? When do you see all this?
Oh, I see it at the end of this year. But
the end of the year.
Some of it will take place this, you know, this, well, this is spring. The next month in Yeah, in the summer. Yeah,
what
in
do
the
you
summer.
Mean? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, next month. You will be.
Is this man going to be moving in my home next month in June?
He won't have to. He won't have to move in. He won't have to. He has enough money to take you anywhere. He can take you anywhere. Anywhere. He has money. I'm telling you. He has money. He can take you anywhere.
Wow.
Anywhere.
Well,
now.
I mean, is this the man that I'm seeing now? Is this the same man I'm going to marry? Like, if I give you his first name, would you be able to know if the man that I married or you don't?
I tell you what. I'll ask Madam Shalice. Madam Shalice. What do you see?
Well, I see. I feel like you need to give this person that you're with now a chance to straighten themselves up and get themselves together, because I'm seeing that they're just not all the way ready for marriage just yet. And that's, I think that's why Papa Say said to wait until the end of the, did you say the end of the year?
Yeah, Papa this Say? Month. Yeah, the end of this month, he'll make himself known. But by the end of the year, you should be ready.
Yeah, he's not ready right now. He needs a chance to straighten himself up, but don't turn your back on him. Let him,
well,
give him a chance.
Do you see this man? His name is Dan. Do you see him moving in my home?
He's going to think about moving into your home, but he'll be slow about doing it. But he will think about it.
Okay, so you don't see him moving in June?
No, I do not.
Wow, okay.
Oh, something that really gets me is when I'm talking about this. But I tell you, it will come. Now, I expect you to use these numbers.
Okay.
3, 3, and 2, and 5, and 2.
Okay.
3, 2, 5, and 2.
All right.
And I tell you, God bless you, and he'll bless you real good, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there's someone there. Well, we got another person coming along. We have two more. We have two more. One person, this person is from Japan. Yeah, he's from Japan. And it'll be good. Well, hello, this is Papa Say and Madam Shalise. How are you? Hello?
Hello, greetings to both of you, Madam Shalise and Papa Say. How are you this evening?
Hello.
Okay.
I would love a money reading.
Okay. The first card is the Nine of Clubs. The second card is the Eight of Clubs. The third card is the Queen of Spades. And the fourth card is the Nine of Hearts. Well, that Nine of Clubs, is the part. It's the part. And it foretells of a new love. Now, the thing that might be, it can be a new love, but it might be a person. It might be a person or a thing. It could be a person or a thing. You know. And with the Eight of Clubs, it is the snake. Now, the snake is, he's sitting there, and he's after the bird, you know, that's in the tree. See, now the snake is really somebody that's very smart. He's very smart. Now, the Ten of Spades is the heart. It means love, amor, the love that we're trying on. And where there's love, there's money. So you have love, you know, there, well, it's love all around you. It's love all around you. Now, above you, the Nine of Hearts is the ship. And it means riches. It means, you know, riches. It indicates wealth by inheritance or by trade. Now, I'm going to tell you something. There is somebody there is somebody who will die soon. There is somebody, and you will get some inheritance. You will get some. But that's not all. You'll have some money by trade, too. There is something that which you can sell, which you can sell there, which other people aren't even thinking of. But you can sell it and make a substantial amount of money. Now, with the love, well, with the love, the person who gives the love is the one who will, you know, help you get the ship, to make the ship a symbol of riches. Now, you can just figure that out from that. Now, Madam Shalice, is there anything you see?
Well, I'm just saying that your money is just really stable. You don't have a lot going out. You don't have a lot coming in. It's just stable. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing, actually. But I'm saying that continue for the next 2 or 3 months or so.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Now, use these numbers. Use these numbers. 8, 4, 6, and 7. 8, 4, 6, and 7. And God bless you. God
bless
you
both.
Real good. Huh?
Okay, take care. Bless you both.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, well, well. That one was someone was a good one. That one was a good one. Well, we have a lot more. We have one more. One more person. Yes, we do. Yeah, one more. 301, this is Papa saying, Madam Shalice, hello.
Good evening, Papa. Good evening, Madam Shalice.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. How are you both?
I'm fine. Okay. The first card is the Five of Hearts. The second card is the Two of Clubs. The third card is third card is the Two of Hearts. And the fourth card is the King of Hearts. Well, well, well. Well, well, well. The Five of Hearts is a fortune, a great fortune. You will get your money. You're going to get some money. You're going to have some. You know, and with that, there is the Deuce of Clubs, which is, I think about that. It is a, well, there's a trip that you have to take for that. That's a long journey. Now, I don't know. You might have to go back to the island.
Mm-hmm.
But you are going on a long trip, yeah. Might have to go back to the islands for a while. But no. Well, it's all right. It's just a trip. It's just a trip.
Yes.
You have to go back. You know.
Right.
Now, with it, I see the Deuce of Hearts, which is a gentleman. And a gentleman is looking past your fortune. He's looking past your fortune, which means he is not interested in your fortune. He's interested in you. Now, above it, the King of Hearts, you have the hand joined into hand. And with that, you find financial success. But most of all, you know, I think I told you before, you have friendship warming into love. This is a person whom you are going to marry. This is a person. Now, with that, you can sit back and wait. You can sit back and wait, and you can just look. This man is actually, he's looking for you. He is looking for you. The man is right. He's sitting there, and he's looking for you. He wants you. He wants you. But, you know, all I can say is, all I can say is that as long as he's looking past your fortune, you don't have anything to worry about. You don't have anything to worry about because, well, also remember this. When you get your fortune, you might have to go to the center to get it. You might have to go there, might not, you know. But while you are there, keep looking. The man is there. He is there, and he's looking for you. Now, Madam Shalice, is there anything you see?
I see that you are going to get a slight increase in your money, but I agree with Papa says the man that is looking for you is on an island.
Mm.
He is on an island.
Hey. Interesting.
Okay, now use these numbers. 2, 1, 1, and 6. 2, 1, 1, and 6. And God bless you and keep you.
Okay, God bless and keep you both. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, looks like we have done it. We have done it. We have done it. And we've done it all in an hour. In an hour. We have done it all in an hour. And I tell you what, we will play one more commercial.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say.
Well, you've been good tonight. As always, you are a good audience. Now, tomorrow night, we have success readings. We have success readings, and you know what we do for the success readings. Yeah, those come directly from God, directly from the Spirit. So be here tomorrow night for the success readings. The success readings. Now, I can say one thing. I can just say one thing. Well, two things, but one. There is only one real hoodoo. And there is only one Papa Say. God bless you and God keep you. Now, good night.
Bye, everybody.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michelle LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.